It's 7 after the hour.
I see Dudley.
The Doug Steffen Good Day program.
I see Jennifer.
Doug Dudley is here, and Jennifer's here, and Kenny is here.
I see Kenny.
I see birds and bees. When last week, if you were not a participant in the Good Day program earlier, I would bring you up to date in the following way. It is like Romper Room without being on television. Jennifer and Richie were arguing with each other about whose story was going to be next. Yeah, it was sort of a little of that going on here and there.
I have the best story of the day.
Really? All right. So you can hold on to that for a matter of moments while we get into the serious things at hand, the best stories conversationally. A lot of the discussion about the scandal that's affected the IRS. You've all been following this. You'd have to be under a rock or with Punxsutawney Phil in order not to have been following this for the past week or 10 days. Now, the latest development here, the targeting of Tea Party and other conservative groups have been what people have been talking about. But beside that, the folks who are doing Christian radio apparently have been under scrutiny as well. Now, the folks who have, this is part of the problem here, and I wonder how each of you feel about this, at 888-302-3684. If you belong to a church or some religious organization, you know this is a 501c3. You're aware of that, right? Richie, your church.
Correct.
Jennifer, your church.
Mm-hmm.
Kenny, your church. None of them pay taxes. Yet, there has been more and more a focus on what the church suggests in terms of public issues or in terms of personality, who to vote for. I don't know whether any of your churches particularly took a stand during the 2008 election or 2012 or even before that.
Anybody been in
any
the church
that told me who to vote for?
Say again?
I would leave
you
any
would.
Church
I
that would
too,
tell
I
me
think.
Who to vote
okay.
for.
Okay. But it has happened. You know that.
Oh,
and I know
absolutely.
That. Yeah. All right, Kenny, have you ever been in a church where that's happened?
I'm not sure.
All right. All right. The point is that the IRS is now looking at, or has been told, probably now it's stopped. It's going to stop now. But they apparently, beside looking at these groups that were associated with the Tea Party, were looking at churches. And it wasn't so much on the Jewish side or on the Catholic side, but the churches that just are called Christian churches. They're not Protestant, they're not Baptist, they're not Lutherans, they're not Methodists, they're not Episcopalians, but the Christian churches that seem to have the ability, the best one I can come up with, if you drive in from Henderson into Las Vegas, if you look on the right-hand side of Interstate, I think it's 15. Anybody ever seen this? This is a humongous church. Humongous. Has like 12 or 14,000 members. They have four services every Sunday. And it starts like at 6:30 in the morning and goes till 12:30. And each one of the services averages about 2,500 people in the, it's just a huge thing. And you wonder, what do these churches give that makes them so popular? What is there about some of these? We were talking about this. Was it Warren, Minister Warren? Didn't he come into
Rick Warren.
And this other guy, Joel, what's his last name?
Osteen.
Osteen. Yeah, right. Okay. Guys like that that seem to be able to pull in huge numbers into their churches. And are they just deem themselves Christians. So these have also been part of the scrutiny. I don't know if you knew that or not, but they are. But again, this is all going to stop now. As a matter of fact, I think it's a perfect time for you to file your taxes. Those of you who haven't done it yet, send in your tax
Absolutely.
Return
yeah.
right now. This goes in there. Now, also with that, last week on the 700 Club, Pat Robertson gave a rather controversial response to a woman who wrote to him about trying to forgive her husband for cheating. Richie, I don't know if you can find cut 223, but I think it's worth a moment or two of our time. Because this is the kind of stuff, Pat Robertson has been one of the premier elements of the controversy when it came to some of these so-called Christian preachers. And I will tell you, having worked for Pat Robertson, As a matter of fact, it was right down the street, Richie, from the White House when I spent almost 2 years at that studio at, I think it's 1400 Pennsylvania Avenue,
mm-hmm.
right on the corner, I forget the name of the street, but right on. There was a television and radio studios there. And the reason the network got shut down is because Robertson was using the money from the nonprofit. He had two networks. One of them was his Christian radio network. The other was the political talk radio network that had a lot of right wingers on it. I was the only one that wasn't really there. I did the morning program. This morning program was there. It was sort of all inclusive. I was never a big fan. I found him an interesting and fascinating person, but a micromanager and a nincompoop when it came to business. So anyway, he's always trying to tell people how to think, what to think. And I think this doesn't set well with people. And maybe it is reason to consider the 700 Club and some of these other groups eligible for taxation. Anyway, here is Robertson talking to this woman with advice on forgiving her husband for cheating.
I've been trying to forgive my husband for cheating on me. We've gone to counseling, but I just can't seem to forgive, nor can I trust. How do you let go of anger, and how do you trust again? God says to forgive, but it's been so hard to do. I want to forgive so we can get on with our lives.
So what do you think?
Well, that's a good question. I think forgiveness can be one of the most difficult things in the whole wide world to do, and especially when it comes to a spouse, because that's one of the ultimate betrayals.
All right, here's the secret.
Okay.
And this is the secret. Stop talking about the cheating. He cheated on you. Well, he's a man. Okay. So what you do is begin to focus on why you married him in the first place. On what he does good. Does he provide a home for you to live in? Does he provide food for you to eat? Does he provide clothes for you to wear? Is he nice to the children? Do you have a happy family? Does he take the kids to sporting events? Does he go out and watch their little league games? Does he share with you stuff that's going on? And is he handsome? Or is he, what is it? Start focusing on those things.
I love it.
And essentially fall in love with him all over again.
Oh,
I recommend you reach out and touch him. Touch his face. Hold his hand.
Yeah!
Hold his hand. Talk to him.
Talk to him.
But it's you're praying, oh God, keep me not to hate him for what he did when
right.
he was with that
you're
stripper
that.
In that hotel room 10 years ago, and I'll never forgive him kind of thing. Please
yeah.
help me. So what are you focusing on?
That's an autobiography of Pat Robertson, I'm thinking.
Stop that.
Stop it.
Start focusing on the good stuff.
Yeah.
Wow.
And
ignore
you must have something good or you wouldn't have married him. So
right.
think about those things and give him honor instead of
honor him.
Worry about it. But recognize also,
make a mistake.
Or not, males have a tendency to wander a little bit. What you want to do is to make a home so wonderful that he doesn't want to wander.
Whoa!
Oh, my God.
That guy should duck. There are going to be a lot of angry women looking for him.
Oh, my God.
It's all your fault. You didn't make the home wonderful enough.
That's it. I don't know that there has to be anything else said. He's so...
Make a pot roast.
Yeah.
He'll never stray.
All right.
What do you got them shoes on for?
Yeah. You didn't bring out beer then, did
Why
you?
Why aren't you pregnant? Unbelievable. How can somebody be so out of touch? So, and by the way, he was like this when I knew him. He was the same. He is the preachiest person that I have ever been around. That's saying something.
You married him for a reason.
The preachiest person I have ever been around in my life. And the fact that he gets a 501c3 tax-exempt status for this kind of drivel.
Oh, for that kind of advice,
But
well,
it's drivel.
It's still under the guise of it's a religious organization. You just cannot promote a political...
Well, but do you think Pat Robertson doesn't present a political point of view? Do you think anybody in the world that pays attention to Pat Robertson...
If he's telling his congregation who to vote for or what to vote for, then it should get yanked.
Right.
And he does. People can say wacky things and still be a religious organization.
888-302-3684. What about that? Posting a question on our Facebook or Twitter page, seeing as we are pretty much, we're focused on those two in terms of our own social media, Kenny. Yeah. Takes your breath away. Like
yeah. How stupid is Pat Robertson?
Very.
Yeah, right. Get four choices. A lot. Really. Somewhat. Really, really, really stupid. And those of you who are yelling at the radio, listen to what the guy said. Anybody who's married that listens to that kind of drivel.
And there are people that do, by the way.
Yeah, right.
I'm going to play that for my wife and say, hey, listen.
Pat Robertson says.
Pat says. Got to make the home a place.
Mama said there'd be days like this. There'd be days like this, my mama said.
My wife would beat me over the head with whatever device I played it with her on.
As well she should. Hey, can you imagine me playing that for my daughter? Yeah. 18 after on Good Day.
Want a bright start to summer? Ask Sherwin-Williams during the Sunny Day Sale and save 30% on paints and stains May 19th through the 27th. With colors like pool blue, organic green, and daffodil, we've got everything you need to add a splash of color. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams paint store and save. Find your nearest store at sherwinwilliams.com/sale. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Hi, folks. Jay Farner here, president of Quicken Loans. We're thrilled to have helped over 125,000 homeowners save money by refinancing with HARP. But there are millions more of you who could be saving big money on your home loans by getting HARPed. With HARP, you may be able to refinance with Quicken Loans even if your home has lost value. For example, if you owe $300,000 on your mortgage, but your home's only worth $150,000, Quicken Loans may still be able to help you get HARPed and start saving. Or if your current mortgage is higher than 3.99%, give us a call today at 800-QUICKEN. And for 3 years in a row now, J.D. Power & Associates has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Once again, if your current mortgage is higher than 3.99%, or if you owe more than your home is worth, call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Discover Card.
Yeah, hi. I'm picking up some things for a barbecue this weekend, and I want to make sure that I'm signed up for that 5% cash back.
Yep, you're all set. What are you buying?
Lumber for a deck, a grill, maybe some potted plants.
Even better. Right now, anything you buy at a home improvement store gets you 5% cash back for June.
5%? Sweet.
Now, you're building an entire deck?
Yep.
And the party is this weekend?
Yeah.
Totally doable.
At Discover, we treat you like you treat you. Get 5% cash back and up to $1,500 on purchases at home improvement stores now through June. Sign up for 5% and get more details at discover.com.
Prostate problems are no laughing matter. The older you get, the more likely you'll have prostate problems, which can affect sleep and intimacy. The Prostate Formula from Real Health Labs has been helping men support normal prostate function and free urinary flow for years. Go to prostateformula.com. That's prostateformula.com to receive a special offer. Look for the blue and white box at supercenters, drugstores, and leading retailers everywhere.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
All right, so coming up in the next half hour, the top baby names for girls and boys in America. This is surveyed two, three, sometimes four times a year, and I don't know what the source of this, by the way, is the Social Security Administration, all right? The list of, because when you are doing your, you have to apply now when the child's born to Social Security number.
I can tell you what it is just by watching the baseball teams that my son plays
on. I'm betting you.
Oh, I bet.
Five kids named Ethan.
Yeah.
Three named Ryan. You know, Ryan B, Ryan S.
Stand by.
What's more amazing than a Swiss Army knife? A survival business card. It's 11 functions rolled into one pocket-sized tool, including a sharp knife, a saw, a bottle opener, a can opener, too. It even has a wrench. It lays flat, fits right in your wallet. A survival multi-tool for your wallet, leather-like sheath included, designed to be practical and built to last. Yours free. That's right, free. Claim yours right now while supplies last at freesurvivaltool.com. Again, that's freesurvivaltool.com. bills in front of Congress right now could take away your right to keep and bear arms. If Obama has his way, all guns will be either banned, restricted, or confiscated, possibly by executive order. The best way to keep your guns is to hide them. What Obama can't find, Obama can't take away. You can protect your guns from any threat. Download our special report, How to Hide Your Guns, at GoHideYourGuns.com. Learn how to hide your guns while keeping them readily available. Get the report now before they make us take it down. On the web at GoHideYourGuns.com.
Did you know that 50% of heart attacks are brought on by infections? Did you know that hospitals are breeding grounds for antibiotic-resistant bugs like MRSA? The environment is infected with parasites, and the mild winter means ticks with Lyme disease, mosquitoes with West Nile virus, and cold and flu viruses will be on the rise. Protect yourself with nature's natural antiparasitic, antiviral, antifungal, antibiotic, Allicin, the heart of garlic. Get concentrated protection with Alli-C and Alli-Ban from Affinity Health Products. One capsule of Alli-C equals 40 cloves of garlic or 100 garlic pills with no garlic breath. Alli-Ban has Allicin in spray, liquid, and cream forms with three times more strength than leading brands and cost less. Go to Alli-C.com, spelled Alli-C.com, or call 855-ALLISON. That's 855-255-4246. That's 855-255-4246. Protect yourself with Alli-C and Alli-Ban from Affinity Health Products at Alli-C.com.
On today's Doug Steffen Good Day program, you may or may not have heard about the singing Saturday night at a hockey game in Canada of the Star Spangled Banner. SportsIllustrated.com reports the singer was a lady named Alexis Normand, and she tried to sing our national anthem. Apparently, they didn't ask an American. She's a Canadian. This was a game that took place in Canada. But the tradition is you play the national anthem of whoever it is that's involved.
If you're
in the
playing
game.
A Canadian and a United States team, both
and apparently she didn't know she was going to be singing both anthems.
No. Right.
And didn't know.
So she was ready for O Canada, ours. But so not this, for ours.
And this is what you got if you were watching or listening to that game.
So she kind of laughs nervously, and then the crowd kind of tries to cheer her up. You can do it.
Get it right, Doug.
Yeah, she did get that right. Banner. Does she get a pass because she's a Canadian? She didn't know she was going to sing?
Whoever didn't tell her that she needed to be ready should be axed.
Right, yeah. I'll give her a pass because of this. Yeah. Right, you know, almost immediately afterwards, she tweeted, "I'm embarrassed and deeply sorry. Yeah. I wish I had been
more time
to learn the American anthem. Thanks so much for the crowd's help."
Yeah. So that was the classy way of handling it. The Star Mangled Banner. Yep.
Oh.
All right, let's give some cred to Zachary Maxwell, fourth grader at a public school in New York. His video, actually, he made a trailer for a documentary about school lunches. The movie is called Yuck. There is.
My name is Zachary Maxwell.
Yeah, listen to this.
And I'm a fourth grader at a large New York City public elementary school. The city's Department of Education says that it's committed to providing delicious and nutritious meals through their food service program. But the lunch being served at my school was nothing like what they were advertising on their website. So that's when I got this crazy idea to start sneaking a video camera into my lunchroom so I could secretly document the truth. And over the next 6 months, I learned something very disturbing.
The truth is... gross.
Yeah, you really have to see this.
Yeah. Fourth grader, though. May have had a little help from his parents, but that is kind of a clever
then he just
item.
Shows every single day's
yeah.
lunch on his tray and how gross it looks.
Gross it is. All right, so that's the video of the day. You can capture the feeling by watching the video at DougStephan.com. Speaking of New York, Billy Crystal's coming back to Broadway. He's resurrecting his autobiographical one-man play, 700 Sundays, starting in November. He's very popular. He has maintained, especially in New York.
No, he's a New
and
Yorker.
I think, yeah, he's very much a, kind of like Billy Joel.
Oh, yeah.
Same kind of thing. You know, they both have that sort of New York state of mind.
Yeah.
Well, it's like Roberta does mm-hmm. when she's nice enough to show up here. It's that vibe, that uniquely New York vibe. Anyway, I've always had a lot of respect for Billy Crystal. 28 after on Good Day.
A bond between two women, generations apart. I'm Bill Newcott, and this is AARP's Movies for Grown-Ups.
Are you thirsty?
What are you doing? What are you doing? That dog is drinking out of that my toy.
Completely clean. Fine.
I'm throwing my glass away. Do you realize
no.
that the animal's drinking out of my glass?
Sorry.
That's sickening. And you're drinking out of it?
Jane is in her 20s, a young woman trying to make her way as an actress. Sadie is in her 80s, alone and resigned to it. Their paths cross and their lives are changed in a finely focused film called Starlet, now coming to DVD and Blu-ray. Jane is played by Dree Hemingway, and Bethedge Johnson plays Sadie. At age 85, it was her first acting job. Writer-director Sean Baker says he found Bethedge after discovering he couldn't afford to hire his first choice, a famous Hollywood leading lady.
My executive producer, Xi Ching Zhou, went to the YMCA. She was in the locker room. She saw this lovely older woman who was in great shape, working out, and she approached her, and they immediately hit it off. And Xi Ching texted me and said, I think we found our Sadie.
What's wrong?
My cab is gone.
Well, I can give you a ride.
No
problem.
No.
I won't take no for an answer.
Bethedge Johnson's performance as Sadie helped Starlet win the Robert Altman Award for Best Ensemble Cast at this year's Independent Spirit Awards. But Bethedge could not be present to accept the trophy with the rest of the cast. She was in the hospital, and she was dying.
It's very, very sad because she was extremely healthy. It was one of those bacteria infection that got out of hand. We were able to then bring her the clip and show it to her in her hospital room. And so I'm glad that she actually got the praise that she deserved.
And she got to live her dream.
Yeah. Everybody says, oh, she was so lucky to have gotten this opportunity, but it's really the other way around.
Starlet, starring Dree Hemingway and Bethedge Johnson, is on DVD.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
There's been a disaster, and most of you don't even realize the terrible danger we're in. Alex Jones has warned you for years to get a good food storage. We thought the danger was drought, or food delivered to our gas tanks, or our food sold to other countries, or food so expensive that only those on food stamps and welfare could afford it. But we have just experienced the most effective way to lose your freedom, liberty, and security without even a fight. Government regulation. After a 160-year tradition of self-reliance, the do-it-yourself and charitable Mormon food storage canneries in half the country are forced to shut down due to excessive government regulations. Grow your own food, more regulations. If you've ever been warned to get food while you can, this is it. Call 800-409-5633 or on the web efoodsdirect.com/Alex. That's 800-409-5633 or on the web efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
George Washington said, "Government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, like fire. It is a dangerous servant and a fearful master." America's government is no longer the servant of the people and the protector of our liberty, but has become that fearful master. We the people must understand the nature of this government gone awry if we are to be successful in saving our country. America is being deliberately destroyed by a cabal of international gangsters so that she can be forced into subjugation to a one-world government. The God-given, unalienable rights of the Declaration of Independence are in jeopardy. We must not let them be stolen by ambitious and evil men. Utopia Silver Supplements believes it is our God-given right to make our own health care decisions however we deem best. If we can help you with your supplement needs and better health, then help us win this health freedom battle. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's utopiasilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
After the hour, on this half hour of the Doug Steffen Good Day program, featuring Ken Kessler, Rich McFadden, Jennifer Horn. Such a good day to be with you. Most of you are familiar with the continuing controversy about using drones to surveil what's going on across the country. People are concerned because not only is the government using this way of keeping its eye on you, but now private companies are using these drones as well, which led to legislation which was passed last week or the week before requiring the Federal Aeronautics Administration to develop a comprehensive plan to safely accelerate the integration of unmanned aircraft systems into our civil national airspace program. You know that there are two sections, if you will, of air. The air traffic control system monitors commercial aviation and government aviation, and they're in two different areas. There are paths that the commercial jetliners are supposed to take, and there are paths in the air that those planes that belong to the government are supposed to take. And so now, with the policy changing, the technology which allows the government to supposedly surveil for terrorism, we all know how wonderful Homeland Security has done with things like the TSA, one of the great additions to our government. Well, so now that they've, it's almost like Congress is accepting these new rules. They didn't sign off on them, but yet unmanned aerial systems are all over the place. And the American people want to have their privacy.
My neighbor bought one for $600. He's a government contractor, so he bought one to be able to run experiments on it. And,
right, in over your backyard.
Technology, yeah.
So when you and your wife go out naked and you have a hot tub, he's going to be able to watch
it. I'll let you fly it and look at the other neighbors.
Yeah. Right.
It's very cool.
So no, it's not.
He bought it on Amazon.
No, it's not. There's nothing about this that's cool.
It's a toy.
It's
only cool until he's watching you.
Yeah. Right. There's nothing cool about this at all. So now they say this is something, at least the folks like those at the Brookings Institute are looking at this as a Fourth Amendment issue. But it's going to go to the Supreme Court.
It'd be the same. Who knows? Is it going to show up like the ruling that allowed open the floodgates for all this money that's come in to our political system? That's created the IRS situation. Here's another one. What about our privacy? Is it meaningless anymore? We all know that everybody's listening to our phone conversations.
You have no privacy.
No privacy anymore. So do we just give up and say, oh, well, I guess that's the way it is, Richie? We just give up? Give in?
You're smart about it. You have to outsmart them.
Right. Yeah. Wear camouflage. That'll take care of it.
Yeah. Or shine a light on it. Either way.
About our lack of privacy after this Boston bombing investigation is blowing me away. The fact that they were able to link the two brothers to murders that happened in 2011 by backtracking their cell phone.
Yeah.
And looking at where they were. At this specific date and time in 2011. So they said, okay, this phone number, go back to November 17th, 10 p.m. In 2011 and show me where the cell phone was.
Yeah.
And they did that.
Who keeps these records? Where do they keep them?
And even scarier is that they were able to backtrace the audio conversations that they had. So they said, okay, go to December 12th, 2010, and give me the audio from their cell phone.
Yeah.
And somewhere, somehow, that is stored.
Afternoon. Yeah, that's it. That's I don't know where that
that's
stuff
what blows
stored.
My mind.
Dude, that is crazy.
Yep, well, that's what you got. 23 before the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program. All right, let's see if we can...
Like, speaking like a prairie dog so that they can't understand.
Really? All right, so here's some research, as it turns out, that proves that prairie dogs are very sophisticated. I don't know if, Richie, you want to adopt a prairie dog?
No, I mean, you go to the zoo and you see the little thing that they have, and it's so cute, the little prairie dogs come out of the hole, and they stand up on their back legs, and it makes them seem all human-like. Yeah, very cute. Well, they're more human-like than we know. But the fascinating thing about these stories is that there's actually some guy that has been studying prairie dog speech for 25 years. His name is Dr. Konslobachikov.
Really?
And I'm sorry, what was his name again?
Dr. Konslobachikov.
Offensive the way you pronounce his name, but keep going, yeah.
Yeah, whatever. All right, so he's been studying their vocalizations with each other, and he says that they're a very effective communicators. And they were looking at the Gunnison Prairie Dogs of Arizona and New Mexico, and he says the chirps that these animals have, the alert calls that go back and forth between them, are very specific in the information that they're giving each other. And this is awesome. Listen to this. For example, a human alarm call not only contains the information about the intruder being a human, but also contains information about their size and shape, fat or thin, and the color of the clothes the human is wearing. We do an experiment where we have the same person walk into the colony at two different times wearing two different colored shirts. And the chirps that describe the size of the person are the same, but the color are different. Likewise, when they send in a person who is thinner, but with the same color shirt. So they've been able to analyze these chirps and say, okay, these are the warnings about color, bright, dark, light. And these are the warnings about size, short, tall, fat, thin. I mean, that's amazing.
Amazing.
You know,
wow. But prairie dog's a woodchuck, by the way.
Kind of.
No, it is. That's what it is. It's a woodchuck.
It's a woodchuck that stands on its hind feet, though.
That's
the prairie dogs
on
your farm look good.
Yep.
Go.
Absolutely.
Here comes Doug.
Yeah, right. They stand up and look around and jump back in their hole, and I come around with my machine. No, when my tractor's about ready to fill in their hole. You know what I mean?
I beg your pardon?
They probably stand up out of their hole and they go, I hear corduroys.
I know. Where's that guy?
Very sweet.
Where is he?
There he is. Turtleneck, 12 o'clock.
All right. Turtleneck, 12 o'clock.
Yeah, you know, but and this is what this doctor says, this professor. He says, I'm paraphrasing. We think we're the only ones that communicate with each other with such
foolishness.
I mean, foolishness. You look at dolphins. You look at birds.
The arrogance of humanity or the human being, the human species.
Yep.
Now, I think I get off on this on Friday. We were talking about something that made us all look ridiculous as human beings. And, you know, I think it was the chain of where the hierarchy is in animals. And I was looking out the window at my cows and saying the cows should be eating us instead of we eat them. That kind of stuff. Crazy stuff.
Well, you would think at some point the cows would figure this whole system out.
We'd hope so.
Make a break for it, but they never seem to.
Well, they got electric fence. They can't make too much of a break. They could if they wanted to.
Just keep they wanted to.
Yeah. The Doug Good Day Program. Congratulations to the person who won the $590 million Powerball jackpot.
We love you.
If you need a friend, I'll be there.
Right, exactly.
I'd like to be a co-host.
In league with that, there is a story at DougStefan.com from today's show about records and what happens to money when you die. The fact that a lot of people pass away without letting relatives know that there is a policy, mostly life insurance policy, in their name. So when somebody's life insurance is lost or goes unclaimed, finally, if you do learn about it, taking the time to figure out where it is pretty tough stuff. A lot of detective work involved.
Yes.
But it may be worth your time to see if somebody that you love left you something, because there is a lot of money in the lost insurance files. Matter of fact, Consumer Reports says one out of every 600 people is the beneficiary of an unclaimed life insurance policy. Average benefit? $2,000. Fellow who put this report together for Consumer Reports says that at least $1 billion worth of lost or forgotten insurance policies are waiting for you to claim them. As a matter of fact, when you look at this number, $1 billion, and the fact the insurance companies are making money on it, you wonder why the insurance companies have so much money. It's because there's a lot of it just left there, and they keep rolling it over. They may have paid out $62 billion in benefits last year, but there still is, in terms of millions of dollars, of these things that never get claimed.
You know, I was shocked.
Never.
I was shocked when my dad died. We, within a week, made the claim for the life insurance policy.
Yeah.
Man, they were right on it. They could have gotten us that check there fast enough.
Mm-hmm. Was it a good, substantial check?
Yeah, it was okay.
Yeah.
You know, enough for a while.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I was pleasantly surprised. I figured this would be a little bit of a rigmarole.
Yeah.
No. But, my dad was on top of this stuff. He had all of his records. He had a key fob.
See, that's good.
He had a computer fob with all of his records on it and all of his files. And he was organized. Yeah.
Well, anyway, you want to find out how to find the money? Go to the story at DougStefan.com. Show me the money in a minute. The top baby names for girls and boys here on the Good Day program. Right now, I want to talk to you about your hairline or hair loss. Maybe that's more important, because you can have a good hairline, and in the back of your head, you cannot have any hair at all. That's happening more and more, not only to men, but to women as well. So if you have premature thinning hair and you're frustrated because it's embarrassing, may I suggest, I'm going to point you in a particular direction. The product is called Provia, P-R-O-V-I-A. It's a natural hair thinning treatment. So do something about the main causes of hair thinning. And that's one of the great things about Provia. It tackles all three of the main causes of hair thinning. The plugging up of the pores, the thickness of the shafts itself, the hair itself, and make it wonderful. And then it sort of fertilizes your hair, if you can believe that. That's what happens. Makes it wonderfully thick and natural. No more hair falling out. You're protecting that, and you're opening up the pores for new hair to grow in. It's not a pipe dream. It's reality. They couldn't say it if it weren't true. Safe for colored hair as well. Your mirror is going to start telling you something. It's been heretofore telling you what you didn't want to know. Now it'll show you something that'll make you feel good about looking in the mirror every single day. As the hair comes back, results guaranteed, by the way, or your money back. Provia. Call the supply house directly, 800-525-8319. You want to look much better? Ladies, Call for yourself, because more and more women are running into this problem, and for your man as well. 800-525-8319. You get a free month supply of Provia if you mention Doug Stefan, plus free rush shipping and an extra luxury surprise gift as well. So three things. Mention Doug Stefan when you call 800-525-8319. Well, do it now while you're thinking about it, okay? 800-525-8319 for better hair.
All right, cement's been floated. Hey, Flo, it's time to...
pretend we're celebrities getting our stars?
No, it's time to trowel.
Oh, yeah, trowel, definitely.
You want to write your name in it, don't you?
Maybe just a smiley face?
All right.
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. 24/7 live support, online bill pay, and expert claims. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company and Affiliates.
It's time to buckle in for Sears Super Memorial Day Appliance Event. Keep your hands and feet inside the ride, because you're going to want them for these scream-worthy offers, like up to 30% off appliances. Plus, hold on to your hats, because you'll also get an extra 5% off appliances with your Sears card. This is one Memorial Day ride that's sure to be...
amazing!
This is Sears. Savings range from 5 to 30%. Exclusions apply. See store for details. Offer valid 523 through 62.
This report is brought to you by Wine and Spirits Wholesalers of America. Sizzling hot days and outdoor parties at the pool, on the beach, or in the backyard go hand in hand with perfectly paired cocktails and drinks sure to quench your thirst this summer. Margaritas, sangria, mojitos, and so much more. Whatever your pleasure and wherever your summer soiree, entertaining should be easy. Just ask the experts how they spend more time mingling and less time mixing. Nationally recognized Tony Abuganim, the modern mixologist, is fresh from the Wine and Spirits Wholesalers of America 70th Annual Convention and Exposition in Orlando, Florida.
When it comes to creating fresh beverages, it's important to remember your drink is only as good as its ingredients. Reach for fresh seasonal fruits, watermelons, strawberries, blueberries, and always fresh squeezed citrus juice. Pull out the punch bowl. And finally, arm yourself with a good, quality set of bar tools that will make everything easier and much more fun.
For more information, visit WSWAconvention.org. I'm Dan Marin.
Discover card.
Yeah, hi. I'm picking up some things for a barbecue this weekend, and I want to make sure that I'm signed up for that 5% cash back.
Yep, you're all set. What are you buying?
Lumber for a deck, a grill, maybe some potted plants.
Even better. Right now, anything you buy at a home improvement store gets you 5% cash back through June.
5%? Sweet.
Now, you're building an entire deck?
Yep.
And the party is this weekend?
Yeah.
Totally doable.
At Discover, we treat you like you treat you. Get 5% cash back and up to $1,500 on purchases at home improvement stores now through June. Sign up for 5% and get more details at discover.com.
Mom, I had the best dream.
Well, good morning to you, too.
Okay, so I was a knight. I had a sword, and our house was a castle. There was this angry dragon. It was kind of scary.
Oh, yeah?
But I protected the castle.
Oh, that's my brave little man. I'm glad our castle is safe.
Your home is your castle, and sometimes you need help defending it. The National Association of Realtors supports maintaining homeowner tax incentives because they make home ownership more affordable for more families. Learn more at houselogic.com.
It was the moment I realized I was about to lose my job.
I found myself searching for pills instead of just being with my family.
At that moment, I finally decided to get help from my addiction to opioids.
The prescription painkillers.
At TurnToHelpNow.com, you'll learn that opioid dependence is a real medical condition and that there are different ways to get help, including those in a private setting, without the need for daily visits.
That moment led me to TurnToHelpNow.com.
Make now your moment. Visit TurnToHelpNow.com today.
Researchers at the Doug Stefan Good Day program have found that Sophia tops the list of names for American baby girls.
Oh, my daughter has a friend named Sophia.
Second year in a row.
Mm-hmm.
King and Messiah are becoming increasingly popular
really?
Names for King. Boys. According to the Social Security Administration, Jacob has become a standby for boys' names, topping the list for the 14th year in a row. Liam and Elizabeth broke into the top 10 at number 6 and number 10, respectively.
Elizabeth is new again. I didn't know.
Huh. Yeah. Rising on the list, a couple of less traditional names, certainly attention-grabbing names, Messiah.
Yeah, that's weird.
The fourth fastest-growing name for boys. King became the seventh fastest-growing boy's name. the 256th most popular...
No kid, Messiah.
I don't know. It kind of freaks me out a little bit.
These are bolder names.
Bolder? They're arrogant.
Yeah, they really are. So why is it that these... Well, more and more people are looking for answers, Richie, and they go to the Bible. The Bible is very popular again.
Take things like Peter and Jacob and...
All right. Yeah.
The Messiah. The fastest growing name for girls is Catalea. Went from 479.
Not Canna, but Cata.
Thank you, Rich.
Catalania. And Colombiana is another one.
Really?
Yeah, it's big, very popular.
Wow.
So names are changing for boys and girls here in our country, along with other influences.
This message dares all fish oil consumers. Yes, many people now take fish oil supplements, but the makers of K48 Plus want you to know it's not what you consume, but how it is absorbed that counts. So we dare you to compare fish oil with K48 Plus. K48 Plus, an omega-3 powerhouse, is made with the highest grade and most potent dose of krill oil available, and is 48 times more easily absorbed than common fish oil. K48 Plus is both a remarkable anti-inflammatory as well as a powerful antioxidant. If you suffer from ailments such as diabetes, COPD, autism, arthritis, depression, migraines, lupus, Alzheimer's, glaucoma, joint pain, high cholesterol, memory loss, or Crohn's disease, you need to see the K48 Plus video at livepremium.net. That's L-I-V-E premium.net. Or please call 208-521-3601. That's 208-521-3601 and ask about K48 Plus. Restore hope, optimize health with K48 Plus.
Man, I love that buttstock pouch on your Mosin Nagant. Where'd you get it?
Strike Hard Gear. They have lots of hard-to-find gear for us comm block shooters, like chest rigs and pouches for your SKS Duckbill magazine.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Plus, a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. Enter GCN for a 5% discount on all products at StrikeHardGear.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Bright light city, gonna set my soul, gonna set my soul on fire. Got a whole lot of money that's ready to burn, so get those stakes up higher.
Ooh.
There's a thousand pretty women waiting out there. They're all living the devil may care.
There's.
And I'm just a very devil with love is fair.
So viva Las Vegas!
Yeah. Elvis's 15th movie was released. Viva Las Vegas.
Do the cows run to the other side of the pasture when you built it out?
They
like
love
that.
It. They come running toward me.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's big time for them.
Like a call to them.
Right, right. Come, boys! Come, boys! Viva Las Vegas! Hang it up, Richie! Viva Las Vegas!
That explains some of Charlotte's
features. Viva Las Vegas! I love the guitar. And just watching them dance around. It's very cool. All right, to Elvis anyway. And Viva Las Vegas released on this date 1964. Chuck Curry is here to give us the box office totals for the weekend. He went to see 3 movies this week. He's getting my record. That's very good, Chuck. I'm glad to hear that he went there.
But the difference is I paid for all 3.
Oh, very cute, Chuck. Very
yeah.
All right. So we'll get to our movie quiz now before we get to the box office totals. This was the number one movie during this week in 1997 this week. Listen carefully to the voices. It should help you to get this quickly. And then you'll dial us at 888-302-3684.
yeah. Ooh, ah, that's how it always starts. But then later there's running and screaming.
I think that did it for you.
Got it.
Yeah. All right, let's see if you get it. 888-302 Doug. Next, please. Go ahead, Richie. Next.
Not making the same mistakes again.
No, you're making all new ones.
Uh-huh. Both voices should be.
I've said it many times. The greatest movie going experience of my life. That's it.
Really? All
yeah, right. Absolutely.
Well, never mind. I was going to do something, but this is
what you go to movies for.
Not me. 888-302. What, to have the pants scared off of me? No,
yeah,
thanks.
Yeah, that's it.
888-302-3684. Last clue.
Be sure I'm getting paid. Hammond's check cleared.
I wouldn't be going on this wild goose chase.
Where you're going is the only place in the world where the geese chase you.
I saw that film at the Ziegfeld movie theater in New York City on 54th Street with 1,200 people, largest single screen movie theater in the United States. It was an incredible experience. Yeah, incredible.
Swell prize for the person that figures out what this movie is. 888-302-3684. Chucker has the box office totals in 30 seconds here on Good Day.
With your Shop Your Way e-coupons, and after redeeming your Shop Your Way rewards points on this purchase, your total is $12.32.
Great. Here you go. And would you please send me an e-receipt?
Sure thing. Thanks, and have a great day.
Shop Your Way rewards members earn points on all qualifying purchases and get e-coupons, private sales, and so much more. Get your free membership today at ShopYourWay.com. Subject to full program terms, available at ShopYourWay.com.
Hi, Chucker. Any surprises this weekend with the new movies coming out? Star Trek, how'd that do?
It did well. Star Trek Into Darkness opened to $84 million since opening on Thursday, which is a solid opening weekend, $165 million total worldwide. As for the film itself, I think except for a few naysayers, word of mouth on this is going to be quite good. I thought it was very good. Good script, great, great villain. Zachary Quinto as Spock was amazing. The entire cast had good banter, and I would say I was extremely satisfied. This is a really, really good summer genre film, well worth seeing if you're a Star Trek fan or if you're just a movie fan in general. Iron Man 3 placed second, $35 million, $337 million to date, $1 billion worldwide. Great Gatsby placed third, $23 million, $90 million in 2 weeks. That's a solid number. Pain and Gain placed fourth, $3.1 with Mark Wahlberg, and the animated movie The Croods round up the top five. Got a chance to see 42, the Jackie Robinson story. I thought it was maybe the best work in Harrison Ford's career
nice,
as an
it?
Actor.
Yeah. Yeah.
Very, very good at Grand Turkey, and I saw this movie, The Iceman, about a contract killer. So a true story, killed over 100 people while married with a wife and two kids, and his family had no idea.
Who's in that?
Stars Michael Shannon, who plays General Zod in the new Superman movie. This guy's quite an actor.
Is this a pop? I've never heard anything about this movie.
It's a very small movie playing on about 180 screens. Saw it at my local community theater.
Dale, in Kenai, Alaska, what's the name of the movie?
Jurassic Park.
It is the sequel, actually, The Lost World, number one movie during this week in 1997. So you'll get our swell prize. We'll get it up to you in Alaska when things thaw out up there. Hold on a minute. Chuck Curry back tomorrow with more important pinnacle news and stories from the world of movies.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs believes virtually all disease states can be backtracked to digestive problems.
Deficiencies in stomach acid can affect all downstream systems. Taking digestive enzymes can be amazingly helpful for dealing with deficiencies in stomach acid. Enzymes require low pH for activation. You can also use aloe vera juice, by the way. Sugars in aloe vera have a coating effect on the digestive system. Longevity has a cool product called Noni Plus, which is made from aloe and the noni fruit. It's tasty. It can also function to support digestive acidification of the stomach, and activation of digestive enzymes.
Take pharmacist Ben's advice and support your digestive system by ordering Noni Plus from Longevity. Call 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.